Court in Beijing has ruled against the woman behind one of China's most high-profile sexual harassment cases. The verdict is a blow to China's already faltering Me Too movement. NPR's Emily Feng reports.
In 2018, 28-year-old Zhou Xiaoxuan published one of the most explosive Me Too allegations to date, that a famous television anchor at China's state broadcaster named Zhu Jun groped and forcibly kissed her in his dressing room 4 years earlier. She was an intern at the time. She filed suit for a public apology and about $7,000 in damages. She says she spent sleepless nights before this week's hearing preparing, but she never expected the hearing would be conducted so poorly. She's disappointed because after a two-year trial, a Beijing court ruled this week that Zhou just did not have enough evidence to prove she was harassed. She says she was blocked from including the evidence she had. She said in a tearful statement after the hearing that the expert witness she summoned was not allowed to testify, that testimonies from family members were not included, and requests for video footage and a DNA test refused.
The court in this case seems to have been behaving, to my eyes, oddly.
Darius Longarino is a researcher at Yale's Paul Tsai Center. He notes Zhou's lawsuit was filed as a personality rights dispute because courts did not allow sexual harassment to be the cause for suing in 2018. Now it is. So
she applied to recategorize her case using this more accurate, specific label. But the court so far has refused.
Longarino and his colleagues found 90% of all lawsuits in the last 3 years concerning sexual harassment are at the alleged harasser suing the victim for damages. That includes Zhou. She's being sued for defamation by the TV anchor.
When an alleged harasser countersues, let's say for defamation, the burden of proof in those cases is often reversed, meaning that it is often the defendant who bears the burden of proof to show that the alleged behavior took place.
Meaning Zhou is the one who has to prove she was harassed. She says she will appeal this week's verdict, but she cried at the prospect of facing another legal battle and ongoing police harassment of her family and supporters. She says, these last 3 years were the hardest in my life. Can I continue fighting for another 3 years? I put my entire being into this fight, and it was not enough. Zhu Jun, the accused, could not be reached for comment. Zhou's lawyer said he did not show up to either court hearing. Emily Feng, NPR News, Beijing.